Angelo, fix Irene here a nice drink. Take a little whiskey yourself. Help out that cold. I got some Cokes in the kitchen. Ignatius don't like novenas, neither. I don't know what that boy likes. Personally, I'm getting kind of fed up on Ignatius, even if he is my own child. I fixed us a good potato salad, girl. That old man tells me he likes a good potato salad. You ought to see them big uniforms he's giving me to launder, and all the directions I get on how to wash them. He sounds like he's selling soap powder on the TV. Ignatius acts like he's really made good pushing that wagon around downtown. Look at Angelo, babe. He's fixing us a nice drink. You got any aspirins, honey? Aw, Irene. What kind of party pooper I got on my hands? Take a drink. Wait till the old man comes. We're gonna have us a nice time. Look, you and the old man can dance right in front of the phonograph. Dance? I don't feel like dancing with no old man. Besides, my feet swole up this afternoon while I was ironing them uniforms. Irene, you can't disappoint him, girl. You should have seen his face when I invited him out in front of church. Poor old man. I bet nobody asked him out. He wanted to come, huh? Wanted to come? He asked me should he wear a suit. And what you told him, honey? Well, I said, wear whatever you want, mister. Well, that's nice.
Mrs. Riley looked down at her green taffeta cocktail dress.
Ignatius asked me why I was wearing a cocktail dress to go to a novena. He's sitting in his room right now, writing some foolishness. I says, what's that you writing now, boy? And he say, I'm writing about being a weenie vendor. Ain't that terrible? Who want to read a story like that? You know how much he brought home from the weenie place today? $4. How am I going to pay off that man? Look, Angelo fixed us a nice highball.
Mrs. Riley took a jelly glass from Angelo and drank half of it in two gulps.
Where you got that nice high fly from, darling?
What you mean?
Santa asked.
That gramophone you got in the middle of the floor.
That's my little niece's. She's precious. Just graduated out of St. Odo High, and she's already got her a good sales lady job.
You see that?
Mrs. Riley said excitedly.
I bet she's making better than Ignatius.
Lord, Angelo, Santa said.
Stop that coughing. Go lay down in the back and rest up till the old man comes.
Poor Angelo,
Mrs. Riley said after the patrolman had left the room.
He's sure a sweet boy. You two sure been good friends to me. And to think we all met when he tried to arrest Ignatius.
I wonder how come that old man ain't showed up yet.
Maybe he's not coming, Santa.
Mrs. Riley finished her drink.
I'm going to make me another one, if you don't mind, sugar. I got problems.
Go ahead, babe. I'm going to take your coat back in the kitchen and see how Angelo's making out. I sure got two happy people at my party so far. I hope that old man don't fall down and break his leg on the way over.